Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Westbrook with it. Give it to LeBron at the right elbow. LeBron, one-on-one against Kenrick Williams. Backing him in. Turns. Shoots. Scores! There it is! All hail the new king in town! Young and old, gather round! From one iconic Laker to another.
Everybody that's ever been a part of this run with me the last 20 years, 20-plus years, I just want to say I thank you so much, because I wouldn't be me without y'all. All y'all help, all y'all passion, all y'all sacrifices helped me get to this point. And to the NBA, to Adam Silver, to the late, great David Stern, I thank you guys so much for allowing me to be a part of something I've always dreamed about. And I would never, ever, in a million years, dreamt this even better than what it is tonight. So, man, thank you guys.
You now have passed up Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I know what my attitude would have been. Does this now make you the greatest player of all time? Are you now the GOAT?
You know, I'm gonna let everybody else, decide who that is, or just talk about it. But it's great barbershop talk.
I want to hear you say
listen,
it,
big
Bron,
fella.
Bron.
Listen, big fella.
I want to hear you say it, Bron. Say it with your chest, Bron.
I'm gonna take myself against anybody that's ever played this game. But everyone's gonna have their favorite. Everyone's gonna, decide who their favorite is. But I know what I've brought to the table. I know what I bring to the table every single night, and what I can do out on this floor. So, I always feel like I'm the best to ever play this game. But, there's so many other great ones, and I'm happy to just be a part of their journey.
And with that, we say good morning to everybody out there on another busy night of sports. And a lot of things to get to. LeBron James breaking the all-time NBA scoring record. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar had the record for almost 40 years. And I remember back in the 80s, people saying, man, once again, no one will ever touch that record. Man, that guy was a scoring machine with that sky hook. Well, this guy is not only has already broken the record at 38 years old, he's averaging 30 points a game. Just to give you an idea. I have learned after Dan Marino, when I said, man, nobody's ever going to touch that record. And of course, his passing records have been shattered by three or four or five guys now, including Tom Brady, who's gone way out in front. But Woody, I asked you this today, that 38,000, the way he's playing, and listen, he looks like whatever he says, he loves playing. He's playing at a high level. He talks about hoping to play with his kids. And everything else, he just looks like he's going to average in his early 40s. He'll still average 22, 23, 24 points a game. The next thing you know, he's at 38,000 right now. Still got this season to go. What, he could be at 41, 42,000 points. I don't know if anybody ever touched. I've got to do it. And I try to stay away from it. Even Tom Brady, it's hard for me to imagine anybody getting 89,000 yards passing, Even at the end, like LeBron, Tom Brady's throwing for 4,000 and 5,000 yards a season. But it's hard for me to imagine, and I know Patrick Mahomes is there, and he's already talked about, I want to play. I don't really have much going on. I just want to play football, and I want to play a long time. But, boy, It'll be an interesting one to see if anybody touches that. And, of course, with that, all the talk you heard, Shaq last night on TNT asked LeBron James, all right, got to ask you, man, are you the greatest of all time? And, hey, listen, that's what comes with being the scoring leader and winning championships and still playing at a ridiculous level at 38 years old. 38 years old. You know, Woody, a couple weeks ago, he went up on an alley-oop, and I went, wow, he still jumps like he did when he was in his 20s. Now, we talk about Kyle Lowry, probably a bad example. Kyle Lowry's a couple years younger than LeBron James, and he's like most 36-year-olds. That's how they look with Kyle Lowry. They're banged up. They're not the same player. They're hanging in there. They're getting paid big bucks, but they're nothing like they were.
Well, so LeBron was part of one of the best draft classes of all time,
yes,
right? It's 2003.
I know where you're going.
Look who's left. I mean, Dwayne's been out of the league for...
Banged up, bad knees, and done.
Dwayne's been out for, what, 4 or 5 years now because he's eligible for the Hall of Fame already.
Look at Carmelo.
Yeah, Carmelo's been
not playing,
kind of in and out for a while, right? I mean, so
Chris Bosh had something, not his fault, but
so one of the best draft classes of all time. He's the last one left. It's incredible. I don't like watching him kind of waste his glory years away on this crummy Lakers team.
I don't think he looks at that LA thing.
I don't think he does either. But it is kind of disappointing. I mean, they lost the game last night.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot. Stuff.
They're 5 games under 500, probably not going to make the playoffs, but it is kind of a weird way to see him finish his career on a team that's not even a playoff team. But it's an amazing story, man. No one's going to be that athletic, but if you did, you know, ask me which record I think is more attainable, I would think someone at some point will catch him in the NBA.
Boy, I don't
just
know.
Because, I mean, look how many – well, Giannis could. I mean, Joe, I think there's a lot of guys that theoretically could, right? I mean –
There's
a lot of scoring going on right now. And LeBron wasn't even a score-first type of player.
Woody, he's not even done. Woody, I can't say it enough. He's 38 years old. He's averaging 30 points a game.
A lot of points, man.
They better because every year that they score 27, he scores 30, 20 years older.
Yeah, I got you. But
15 years older.
I just think if you ask me which one is more realistic, like I don't think anyone will play the way Brady's played like that late into life, racking up those kind of numbers in their 40s.
All right.
But I don't know. I think everybody's zeroed in
on the one guy, if any, and you got to stay healthy and you got to be on good teams. And Tom Brady played on two teams. And let's be honest, man, Tampa Bay had a really good football team. Was actually probably a little bit better than a couple of his last New England Patriot teams. That he played with and got another championship. But it'll be a fun one to watch. But LeBron James, look, for whatever you feel about him politically, you know, the Chinese thing, the China thing, and all that stuff. Listen, you just purely watch that guy play basketball without all the other crap. And he left us after 4 years, or he runs to good team, or whatever. That guy, to be able to be that durable and productive and just look like he hasn't lost very much athletically, physically, this guy's played a long, long time and is still, like I said, just playing at a really high level. 30-point game, he's actually his game, he's got a lot more to it than he had here. He looked much better 3-point shooter now than he was. And he's got that little fadeaway shot. He's got that. Looks like a – so he's really worked on his game. Listen, all those guys, all those great ones, Tom Brady and LeBron James and all the other ones you want to go through. We just happened to have Tom Brady retiring here recently and putting up stupid numbers in his career at the quarterback position. And what LeBron James has done now is the all-time NBA scoring leader. Taking over Kareem Abdul-Jabbar back in – broke the record, I guess, what, back in 1984 or something. And people went, man, that sky hook, that dude could score. He got up in the morning. He was good for 30. And LeBron James has passed him. We got a lot of news. Man, we got a lot of stuff going on. You heard a lot of it in the sports update from Woody this morning. as we do say good morning to everybody. We do have a lot of news. The Canes do have a new defensive coordinator, Lance Guidry, at Marshall last year as the defensive coordinator in the Sun Belt, if you're wondering where Marshall is. I went to Tulane, took a job for like a month, and Miami came a-calling, had to pay $500,000 to get him out of his contract, and felt he was worth it. So Lance Guidry is coming in. Now, I'm going to tell you what I like about this, besides he was top five in a lot of different categories in the country in Division I football, including that win against Notre Dame and things that Marshall did. Marshall doesn't have the best players in the country. It's not an Alabama and Georgia, obviously, roster. So this guy knows how to coach with talent, you know, maybe not as good at certain positions. I think he might be a real good fit for this team. Might be a nice fit. I'm just tired of hiring coaches that come from really good programs, and they come here and try to run the same thing and realize they don't have the same kind of players. And kind of fall apart. And, you know, I don't want to say get lazy, but don't make adjustments to it. So this Lance Guidry thing could be great, and we'll see who he brings in with him with some of that stuff. And then on top of that, still need an offensive coordinator as well. We got the NBA trade deadline tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Dwayne Dedmon, he's done. He's out. I don't know how much of it had to do with the bad throw. Or winging, what was that? What was that he hit?
Theragun.
That's right.
Massage gun.
I got a massage gun.
Those are nice,
right,
man. High end.
A nice
there.
One.
Yeah.
And apparently they picked it up and said it was still working after.
Well, he's not anymore. He's not still working.
He's done.
Out.
Played a little bit the other night, but they were done. He got traded to San Antonio for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, basically, and giving Orlando Robinson a chance to play more. And there. And then a lot of people are waiting. I don't think anything's going to happen to Kyle Lowry over the next. I would be surprised. I think they would like to move him. I don't think that's something shocking to hear. He's out the next three games with his left knee. He's having a knee problem right now. So I don't know. I just don't think they're going to be able to move him. Although you keep hearing about all these teams are looking for leadership and a point guard that can lead the team and all that stuff. And you might want to look at Kyle Lowry, who's starting to miss a lot of games since he's been here. So anyway, that Pacers, Rockets, and Magic, the next three games coming up here. Of course, the LeBron James news as well. So we have a lot of stuff going on. And, of course, we have a big show for you this morning that we'll jump on here. Mark Ross from NFL Network is going to join us. We'll talk to Mark, talk some NFL and some Super Bowl stuff, and then we got all kinds of different stuff today that we'll jump on. We'll check in on with the head coach of the Panthers, Paul Maurice, will join us, talk to him, and we'll also check in with a little NBA with Brian Geltheiler from HoopsCritic.com and NBA TV, talk to him a little bit before this trade deadline, see what he thinks might be jumping over the next 24 hours here. And then all the LeBron James news from last night. By the way, we got John Beck coming on too. John Beck, what an interesting one, man. Former second-round pick of the Dolphins, now a training elite quarterback, part of one of the top schools for quarterbacks, both active and young quarterbacks, to go to. The school in Southern California where a lot of them go. And so we'll talk to John Beck about the quarterback position in general just a little bit. Of course, he worked with Zach Wilson and was with the Jets for a cup of coffee there. Anyway, got a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff going on here this morning. We will have Mark Ross join us next from NFL.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
NFL Network, stay with us. All right, and welcome back, and good morning. Speaking of the Miami Heat, the NBA trade deadline tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Will the Miami Heat make a move? They did yesterday, not a big one, but Dwayne Dedmon is now on a different team. He'll be playing for San Antonio. Also, want to let you know that there's a lot of games coming up at home, including the Pacers. Is that tonight? Pacers game's tonight, right, Woody?
Yes, it is, yes.
All right. And then on Monday, if you're looking for sexy games, we got Denver. Denver's got a real good team, obviously, out west, and they'll be in town. And the reason I bring it up is because we got a couple of tickets to give away. Now, we've been doing this, and Woody made me aware of it. Joe, we seem to be giving the good tickets away later in the show. Let's do something early. And I go, man, that's a great idea, Woody. You've been on a roll. So, Woody, what are you thinking here for the Denver-Miami two tickets for people who don't get a chance to go and somebody out there is, oh, my God, I'd love to get those tickets early in the morning, man. What do you think?
Why don't you just pick a number here, Joe, 1 through, I think, 10.
All right. Let's.
You want to go number 7? Is that Kyle Lowry's number, 7?
All right, let's do 7.
In honor of Kyle Lowry, who probably won't be playing for a while.
Well, he's out the next 3 games. He will not play with a left knee soreness. So he'll be out for 3 games. Woody, I saw Dave Hyde had an article in the Sun Sentinel about you got to trade him. He's going to be gone. And listen, he's with a bad knee and the way he's playing, going to be hard to trade him, isn't it? I'm guessing, unless you know, like, oh, he'll be fine and he's just what we're looking for, salary 28.3 this year and almost 30 next year. So we'll find out.
That sounds like wishful thinking.
So anyway.
Just what you're looking for, yeah.
Let's go to caller 7 to get back. I'm sorry, I got carried away. You got me going on Kyle Lowry again. All right, caller 7, 305.
Let's do it, yeah.
567-0560, be caller 7. We got a pair of tickets for you for the Miami Heat and the Denver Nuggets on Monday night. So if you're interested, jump on there right now, and we'll get that. We got a lot of news, a lot of stuff going on. Congratulations to LeBron James. I'll tell you, he is incredible. 38 years old, and all the guys, and Woody brought this up earlier, all the guys he came in with that really good class of guys, and Melo and Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade, and here he is, man. Still going strong while the other guys have broken down or blood clot, just not, you know, lost their game. And he's averaging 30 points a game at age 38. Breaks Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's record, a record that has been around for almost 40 years. The all-time NBA leading scorer, now with 38,390 points and counting, as in, I'll be in the 40,000. He's going to Tom Brady this thing here real quickly. Tom Brady jumped into the, I remember when he jumped in the 70s, like, oh, my God, he's not even close. And then he came out and said, I'm going to play till I'm 45. And then he jumped in the 80s, and hey, listen, he plays another year. He's going to be dancing on 90. I remember we're saying, hey, this guy keeps going the way he's going. He could have 100,000 yards passing. Try to figure that one out. I mean, that's just stupid, stupid numbers. So LeBron James, still hate to say this at age 38 because we never get a chance to, still in the prime of his career. If you've watched him physically jump, the way he moves, just outruns guys up and down the court. Just,
let's not go overboard, man.
He's a freakish athlete. You can say whatever you want.
I mean, look, he used to take the finals every year. He can't make the playoffs anymore. So
he's talking about what he does.
Yeah, I got you.
It's the worst team he's had.
I got you.
I mean, there's no reason to take a shot at the guy for what he did. There's just none.
I hate the way his career is ending. I don't like to see him. Because I don't like to see him wasting away on a team that's not going to make the playoffs.
All he can do is score right now and get guys the ball, and that's what he does.
By the way, his teammate Anthony Davis didn't even feel like watching. I don't know what happened there. He was sulking on the bench there.
The guy,
you don't like
him. I'm afraid to say his name. He'll break in half. He'll be glass.
Yeah. By the way, congratulations to Lawrence, who just won the ticket.
Good. Lawrence, man, enjoy yourself Monday night. Should be a fun game.
Thank
and
you, everyone. Call. We had a lot of all the lines are filled up.
Yeah.
There, so thank you to everyone who tried. We will have more tomorrow.
Oh, we are. We're going to keep it rolling.
We will.
Well,
keep
I'll tell
it
you
rolling.
What. That Celtics and now coming back with Denver. I don't know whatever we're doing around here.
Ever since you complained to management, right.
Man,
will
you
things
stop?
Have been good. Things.
You
have
always
been good.
Stop. You make it sound like. First of all, there's no management to complain to. If you really want to break it down, our boss never comes in, and the big boss is not here very often. Really nobody to go to. It's pretty empty most days when we leave, Woody. Most days.
I've seen, yeah.
Yeah, you've seen that. Yeah. You've seen that up close. So, anyway, yeah, so it got me thinking. And LeBron James, God only knows where this number, because let's be honest, he could easily, if you're going off the 38-year-old LeBron that's averaging 30 points a game right now, my God, he could play 42, 43 years old easily. The numbers he can put up over the next 5 years, it's hard for me to imagine, even more so than Tom Brady's numbers. I think LeBron James' numbers as a scoring leader, not championships, but for NBA scoring leader, his numbers are going to be so far out there in front, because we're watching all the other guys who are really good. They start breaking down in their late 30s. Normal guys physically, the great athletes, but they turn into what you're supposed to look at when you've had a long career and come into the league at 20, play till you're 36, 37. It's a, you know, 16, 17-year career, and you're usually, you look closer to Kyle Lowry, since we're talking about him, 12 points a game, missing games, doesn't even look like the guy that played in Toronto a couple years ago. I think that's normal, though. And this guy, first of all, those numbers, you know, for some reason, a guy never gets hurt. And when it is, it's small. It's never anything major. Physically, you know, most durable, maybe the most durable player we've ever seen in this league to play at this level this long ever. I mean, it's just a fact. It's not, oh, stop it. And no, it's a fact. Whether you like the guy, I know we don't. We got people listening to our show that don't like LeBron James and, you know, and inconsistent on things he believes in and all that. And I got, God, he's a phony. Okay, all right. But we're just talking about the basketball player. Man, that record is going to be a tough one to break. Wherever it ends, and by the way, it's not going to end for a while. That one's going to be a hard one to beat. And I thought Tom Brady's 89,000 yards looked pretty safe to me, too. That he just retired with, and 649 touchdowns looks pretty safe too. But boy, these numbers those two guys put up, amazing. It really is. By the way, we got a lot of news to get to here coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. The Miami Hurricanes have a new DC, defensive coordinator, and we'll let you know more about him coming up here from a smaller school. And a pretty impressive resume off last year, what he did at that school. We'll have that for you. NBA trade deadline tomorrow at 3 o'clock. They already got rid of Dwayne Dedmon. Do they try to make a little bigger splash than that? We'll talk more about all that stuff coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.